Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to 9 Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Rule Breaker. Investing by David Gardner presents a forward-looking approach to stock picking built around the idea that the most rewarding investments often look unusual at the start. Known as a co-founder of The Motley Fool and as an investor associated with multiple standout winners, Gardner frames the book around finding innovative, category-defining companies before the crowd fully recognizes their potential. Rather than treating investing as prediction or short-term trading, the book emphasizes long-time horizons, conviction, and the power of holding great businesses through volatility. Readers are guided to focus on qualitative signals such as leadership, brand strength, product love, network effects, and mission-driven cultures, while still respecting basic financial durability. The tone is practical and optimistic, encouraging individuals to develop a repeatable philosophy they can use across market cycles. Overall, the book aims to help readers build a portfolio designed for asymmetric upside, where a few exceptional performers can drive meaningful long-term wealth. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the rule breaker mindset, seeking exceptional, not average, a central theme is that market-beating outcomes usually come from businesses that defy conventional checklists early on. Instead of screening for the lowest valuation multiples or the safest-looking balance sheets, the rule-breaker mindset prioritizes companies capable of redefining industries, creating new categories, or changing consumer behavior. The approach argues that broad diversification and benchmark hugging can dilute the impact of the rare companies that truly compound. In practice, this mindset trains readers to look for signals of inevitability such as products people love, rapid adoption curves, and strong repeat purchase behavior, even when Wall Street remains skeptical. It also reframes volatility as a feature rather than a bug. Transformative companies often experience sharp drawdowns while they invest aggressively, face competition, or scale new markets. The mindset therefore requires emotional endurance and a willingness to look wrong for a while. By elevating long-term business quality over short-term price movement, the reader is encouraged to develop conviction rooted in understanding, not in headlines. The topic establishes the psychological foundation for the rest of the strategy, hunting for outliers and holding them long enough for compounding to do its work. Secondly, finding future winners, innovation, visionary leadership, and customer delight, the book highlights practical ways to identify companies with the potential to become future market leaders. A key area is innovation. Businesses that create new platforms, improve cost and convenience dramatically, or leverage technology to unlock fresh demand. Readers are encouraged to examine whether a company is building durable advantages, such as network effects, ecosystems, switching costs, or proprietary data and logistics. Another emphasis is leadership and culture. Visionary founders or management teams with strong capital allocation instincts, clear mission, and ability to attract talent can tilt the odds towards sustained compounding. The strategy also treats customer delight as a measurable reality rather than a vague concept. Companies that inspire advocacy, high retention, and strong brand attachment can grow efficiently and weather competitive threats. Alongside these qualitative factors, the book points to financial signals that often accompany successful scaling, such as expanding addressable markets, rising gross margins in scalable models, and reinvestment opportunities that remain attractive as the business grows. The reader learns to combine narrative and numbers. The story must be compelling, but it should also be supported by evidence of execution and momentum. This topic turns stock selection into a pattern recognition practice focused on future value creation. Thirdly, portfolio design for asymmetric returns. Let the best ideas matter. A rule-breaker portfolio is built to benefit from power law outcomes, where a minority of holdings drive the majority of returns. Instead of aiming for uniform position sizes or constant rebalancing back to averages, the approach allows winners to become larger over time. This is not reckless concentration for its own sake, but a recognition that extraordinary businesses can compound for many years if their advantage deepens and their market expands. The book encourages readers to think intentionally about how many stocks they can truly follow, how to avoid over-diversifying into mediocrity, and how to maintain enough breadth to reduce single-company blowups. It also addresses the practical reality that not every pick will succeed. The portfolio is designed so that inevitable losers do not derail the whole plan, while winners have room to work. Another key idea is time diversification. Buying across time and holding through multiple cycles reduces reliance on perfect entry points. The reader is guided toward a process that values patience, ongoing learning, and periodic review of whether the original thesis is strengthening or weakening. The goal is to create a portfolio structure that captures upside optionality while still being manageable for an individual investor. Fourthly, long-term holding through volatility. Behavior as the real edge. A major advantage for individual investors is behavioral, not informational. The book emphasizes that many investors underperform because they buy and sell based on fear, social proof, or short-term narratives. Rule Breaker Investing counters this by establishing clear reasons to own a company and a long-time horizon that matches how exceptional businesses actually build value. Volatility is treated as normal, fast-growing innovators often face skepticism, cyclical swings, competitive threats, and regulatory headlines. The reader is encouraged to focus on business progress rather than daily price changes, using periodic check-ins on key indicators such as customer adoption, product expansion, strategic execution, and unit economics. This topic also covers the difficulty of holding after large gains when it becomes tempting to lock in profits. The Rule Breaker approach argues that selling solely because a stock has gone up can cut off the very compounding the strategy is designed to capture. Instead, selling decisions should be tied to thesis breaks, worsening competitive position, or better opportunities, not to arbitrary targets. By building habits that reduce emotional reactions, the reader can turn patience into a compounding advantage and avoid self-sabotaging during market turbulence. Lastly, a repeatable research process, questions to ask, and signals to track to make the strategy actionable, the book promotes a repeatable way to research and monitor companies. Rather than relying on tips, macro predictions, or complex trading systems, readers are guided to ask consistent questions about what the business does, why customers choose it, and how it can keep winning. This includes evaluating the size and growth of the addressable market, the clarity of differentiation, and whether the company has a credible path to sustaining returns on capital through reinvestment. The process encourages looking for evidence of durable moats, such as platform effects, brand trust, unique distribution, or regulatory and operational advantages that are hard to replicate. It also stresses that learning is ongoing. Investors should revisit their thesis as new information arrives, including product launches, strategic pivots, acquisition decisions, and management communication. Another important element is understanding the competitive landscape without overreacting to noise. Great companies can face formidable rivals and still thrive if they maintain superior execution or a stronger ecosystem. The outcome is an investing practice that is disciplined but not rigid. It combines curiosity, skepticism, and optimism. With a structured set of checkpoints, readers can make higher quality decisions, reduce impulsive trades, and build confidence in holding through inevitable uncertainty. In conclusion, this book fits readers who want a long-term, equity-focused approach and are open to owning innovative companies that may look expensive, misunderstood, or volatile early on. It is especially useful for individual investors who prefer learning how businesses create value rather than trying to time markets or trade short-term moves. The biggest life benefit comes from adopting a philosophy built around patience, conviction, and compounding. By focusing on a small number of potentially exceptional companies and holding them through noise, readers can align their investing behavior with how wealth is most often built in public markets, a few outsized winners lifting overall results over many years. The framework can also reduce stress by replacing constant monitoring with thesis-based decision-making. Compared with many investing books that focus primarily on valuation formulas, macro calls, or rigid diversification rules, this one emphasizes qualitative edge, behavioral discipline, and the asymmetric nature of stock market returns. Its appeal is the practical orientation toward finding and sticking with category leaders, not merely avoiding mistakes. For readers seeking a clear, motivating method to pursue market-beating outcomes with a thoughtful process, it is a worthwhile purchase. If you would like to support David Gardner, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.